पूर्वाकृतं यत्थात् राजाना कृष्णवैरिणा जहुस्तेन्ते तदात्माना कीतापे संस्कृतो यथा येन पूर्वाकृतं यत्थात् राजाना कृष्णवैरिणा चहुस्तेन्ते तदात्माना कीतापेशास्कृतो यथा. And Dantavakra, but also many, many other kings who acted as enemies of Krishna attained salvation at the time of death. Because they thought of the Lord, they received spiritual bodies and forms the same as his. Just as worms captured by a black drone obtained the same type of body as the drone, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The mystery of yogic meditation is explained here. Real yogis always meditate on the form of Vishnu within their hearts. Consequently, at the time of death, they give up their bodies while thinking of the form of Vishnu and thus attain Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha Loka, where they receive bodily features the same as those of the Lord. From the sixth canto, we have already learned that the Vishnu Dutas came from Vaikuntha to deliver Ajamiya. They looked exactly like Vishnu, with four hands and the same features as the Lord. Therefore, we may conclude that if one practices thinking of Vishnu and is fully absorbed in thinking of him at the time of death, one returns home back to Godhead. Even enemies of Krishna who thought of Krishna in fear, such as King Kamsa, received bodies in a spiritual identity similar to that of the Lord. Beginning of this beautiful narration from the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit is inquiring, Yudhisthira Maharaj is inquiring from Sri Narada Muni, how is it that Shishupal, who was such a terrible demon, so envious and blasphemous of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who could not control his tendency to criticize the Lord, right before my very eyes and all those in the assembly of the Rajasuya Yajna, we witnessed that when Krishna ultimately killed him by severing his head with the Sudarshan Chakra, the spirit soul of his body merged into that of the body of Lord Sri Krishna. Which means that he achieved liberation. And in order to answer this wonderful question, Narada Muni explained the story of Prahlad Maharaj in relationship with his father, Hiranyakashipu. Just to illustrate to all the world the supreme treasure of always remembering Krishna. In fact, Narada Muni explained that simply by absorbing one's consciousness in the thought of Krishna, one becomes completely purified, because Krishna is all pure. And to the degree that we intensely remember Krishna with sincerity, to that degree we become purified. And he explained that such demons like Shishupal, they were remembering Krishna 24 hours a day because they were so threatened by Krishna and so envious of him. But even so, because of that remembrance, ultimately they were purified and achieved liberation. Srila Prabhupada explains, what to speak of those who remember Krishna in favorable devotion. So this is the goal of life. This is the essence of all religion. Kapila Dev has explained to his mother Devahuti that in the Vedic literatures, what to speak of all the scriptures throughout the world, there are many injunctions explaining what is to be done and what is not to be done. But all of them culminate in two instructions: to always remember Krishna and to never forget Krishna. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam jajachante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kunteya sadata bhava bhavata. One who remembers Krishna at the time of death attains Krishna. Whatever we remember at the time of death, we will attain that state without fail. And Srimad Bhagavatam explains that whatever occupation, whatever we do throughout our life, if it does not develop within us a taste for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, in other words, remembering the Lord, then shrameva hi kevalam, it is all simply a waste of time. And the Krishna consciousness movement, as established by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, explained very thoroughly by Srila Rupa Goswami, and brought to the entire world by His Divine Grace, Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is giving us a practical way of life by which we can always remember Krishna. Within our temples, our whole lives are centered around this purpose. When we rise in the morning, the first thing we do is we offer our obeisances and humble ourselves in remembrance of Krishna and our spiritual master. And then we take bath. Why do we take bath? It is an austerity to take bath in the morning, because we want to please our Guru and Krishna. We are conscious of performing an austerity for their pleasure. And then we come to the temple, and the Lord so mercifully appears before us in the beautiful form of Sri Sri Radha Rasa Vihari. And with our eyes, which incriminate us in so many sinful forms of karma throughout our life, they drink this transcendental beauty of Krishna. And through that divine form, coming through our eyes, it is naturally very easy to remember Krishna. We come before the Lord to offer ourselves as the servant of the servant of their servants. And we chant, the holy name of Krishna is none different than Krishna. When we chant in kirtan, we are remembering Krishna with every syllable of his name. And when we dance, this is also a form of remembering Krishna. We are offering every limb of our body in graceful movements according to the example of the previous acharyas, for the pleasure of the Lord. The congregational chanting of the holy name is so important. Because in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy of Kali Yuga, the tendency is enmity. The tendency is conflict. Conflict due to the false ego. And this is the greatest problem. It is the greatest problem within human society. It creates all the problems of the world. Everything from starvation, it's all due to greed, to families breaking up into various pieces, and nations inflicting war upon each other. Because people, rather than becoming servants of Krishna, they become servants of their own ahankar or false ego. And Srila Prabhupada warned us that this is the greatest enemy to any spiritual society, especially this Krishna consciousness movement. United we stand, divided we fall. Srila Prabhupada quoted this famous saying, because if we all agree that we are eternally the servant of Krishna, then there is harmony, despite what our conditionings may have been in the past. But as soon as we put our own idea, our own preference, our own egos first, there will definitely be conflict. And that conflict will create disunity, and that disunity will cripple our service to our guru and will cripple our opportunities to give Krishna consciousness to the suffering people of this world. Srila Prabhupada humbled himself to such an extent. What he did, he was dealing with degraded, fallen human beings who were factually like snakes and scorpions. They were evil and envious. And he would try to pick them up, lift them up. And so many times, due to our conflict with each other, due to our addiction to sinful activities, we cause such pain to Srila Prabhupada. But however much pain we caused him and disappointment, he continued to try to pick us up as a humble servant. He would do anything to deliver a fallen soul. And that is why he was so supremely empowered by Krishna. And he ordered us, do as I am doing. At least we should try to follow in his footsteps. No one can do what he did, but we can follow his example. And that is being willing to accept sacrifices for the sake of reaching out to conditioned fallen souls who are wasting their lives and going to hellish conditions. What Guru Maharaj did to reach these persons, because he didn't want them to waste their human life. He didn't want to see them suffer in a hellish condition of material existence. And he's given us all of his power, all of his grace within this movement. But we are too busy, often, fighting over our petty little egoistic ideas. And what is the result? That the whole world is spiritually starving and losing the opportunity for Krishna consciousness. Every moment that passes, souls are dying without Krishna consciousness and going to hell. And by distribution of Prabhupada's books, by distribution of the holy name, prasad, and association of devotees through wonderful atmosphere in our temples, we can be delivering so many thousands of people a day by giving them an appreciation of Krishna consciousness. But with every rising and setting of the sun, We are one day closer to death. And so many conditioned souls have left this world without Krishna consciousness because we have not adopted the spirit that Prabhupada wanted us to preach. Unified in devotion. And there's only one process that could possibly raise us above the tendencies of this age of Kali for quarrel and hypocrisy. And that is the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It is the process of remembering Krishna together. It breaks through all the boundaries of our egoistic conditions. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that we must chant in a particular frame of mind in order that Krishna will actually reveal himself, in order that we can actually truly remember him with a sincere intensity while we're chanting. Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. We must strive to be more humble than the grass, more tolerant than a tree, more difficult than that, to offer all respect to others and to expect no respect for oneself. Yesterday I was speaking with Srila Bibi Puri Maharaj, and he told me in a very humble mind, he said when he first met his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he really wanted to be a Vaishnava. But then when he heard that what it means to be a Vaishnava is Trinadapi Sunichina, he was thinking, I can't do it. It's very difficult. But it is practical. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even made this most difficult achievement easy in this age of Kali Yuga. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasanu Das. By identifying oneself as the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of God. If we want to please our spiritual master, we must humbly serve the devotees. If we want to serve Krishna, we must please the Vaishnavas. If you cannot please the Vaishnavas, you cannot approach Krishna. You cannot even properly approach his name. People lose their taste for chanting japa and kirtan unless they cultivate this mood of serving the Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains how Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was continuously immersed in serving his devotees. In the role of a devotee, he was teaching us what it means to be a devotee. It means to serve devotees. He would bow down to the devotees. Sometimes when they would be washing their clothes, he would take their clothes and wash it for them. He would dry it for them. He would fold it for them. When they were sitting down to do their puja, he would bring Ganga water and bring some tilak or mud and kushi grass for them to assist them. When they would be carrying a heavy load, he would take it himself and carry it all the way to their homes, and they would be very upset. Please, my lord, let me take it. But he insisted. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, through this pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through so many pastimes, wanted to establish that the supreme principle of all religions is service to the Vaishnavas. There's no higher principle. And this is a very intimate part of what Sankirtan means. We are chanting together to inspire and enliven one another as the servant of the servant of the servant. The cultivation of this mood will make our temples Vaikuntha. Srila Prabhupada very specifically explained what is the Vaikuntha atmosphere. The Vaikuntha atmosphere is that you should see every other devotee as doing better, more important service than you. And if you have that consciousness, you will want to serve them. You will not want to be served by them. Srila Prabhupada explained that we must identify ourselves always as Das, Das, Anu, Das. And every God brother, every God sister, every proper Vaishnav, we identify as Prabhu. And Guru Maharaj explained, don't just say it, feel it and think it. Prabhu means master, and the master is to be served, not to be served by. Sometimes you accept something from someone, but the spirit is that you should be serving them by accepting, not ever that they are serving you. We are always servants. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this exalted Paramhamsa Acharya, who was the ray of Vishnu himself who had descended in this world, even to his own disciples, even to guests, with a sincere heart, he would greet them, Dasosmi, I am your servant. And he taught this principle above all others. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and this is what will create the Vaikuntha atmosphere. And when we have the Vaikuntha atmosphere, several wonderful things take place, one of which is all the devotees become happy because they have friends. There's people they can trust. They actually experience love amongst each other. Love is not just something that is sentiment. Love is cultivated only through selfless service, through putting yourself last and someone else first. And that person puts himself last and you first. And when that exchange of selfless sacrifice takes place in the mood of serving one another, we begin to experience what is spiritual love. And that spiritual love is such a higher taste. We'll never want to leave this movement to find some material relationship or to go back to our mundane loving exchanges of this world of exploitation. And we will become so stable and secure in that association that factually, even sense gratification, we will not want it. Even if the temptation is there, we will not want to risk the jewel of what we have for such a cheap, superficial experience of this world. This devoted lady is walking with stick. Without her stick, she cannot walk. You see. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained that I am like that. I am lame. And I am depending on the stick of the association of the Vaishnavas to keep me up. Without that stick of the proper loving exchanges with Vaishnavas, even Kaviraj Goswami, the greatest Paramhamsa, claims, I will fall. What is our position as neophyte devotees? We have to grab on and never let go of that stick, because it is our only support in this Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada condemned devotees who were not liberated souls to go to Brajabhumi or Mayapur Dham to become Babaji's and sit in a secluded place. Unless you have the same consciousness like Haridas Thakur. Why? Because you absolutely need the association of devotees. Otherwise, Maya will capture your consciousness. It is our stick. It is our foundation. It is our stability that gives us strength to go on in Krishna consciousness. But when Srila Prabhupada talked about associating with devotees, how important it was, he was talking about proper association of devotees. When Srila Rupa Goswami explains all the 64 principles of bhakti, he says without the proper association of devotees, you cannot do any one of these principles properly. He wasn't talking about the type of association where we live in the same building and we're fighting amongst each other, or we're not talking to each other because of differences of ideas. Or we are trying to get something from another to facilitate our livelihood. That is not what he was talking about. He was talking about the six loving exchanges Rupa Goswami explains with Vaishnavas. He was talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cardinal principle of being the servant of the servant of the servant, trinadapi sunichena, tadorapi sahishnana, amanina mandandena, kirtaniya sadahari. That is what association of devotees means, and nothing else. And when we create this amongst ourselves, which is an austerity, but it must be done, then we become happy. We develop intimate relationships. We are happy chanting Hare Krishna. We are happy distributing Prabhupada's books. We are happy reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And then it becomes such an attractive atmosphere. Everyone is looking for happiness. When people come to this temple and they see that devotees are happy, that they see that there's life, that they see that there's a mood of service, of humility, then people will want to be a part of this temple. People will see this moot temple as a positive alternative to anything they've ever seen in this world of exploitation. And the temple will grow in spirit, grow in number, grow in more and more pleasing offerings to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radharasa Bihari. And that is the goal of our life. That is why we have come here. And it is through this process of inspiring one another as servant. Whatever you do, you are responsible. You are affecting others to do the same thing. If you are sleeping through the Mangal Arati, you are preaching, although you may be very silently laying in your bed, you are very loudly broadcasting to all the Vaishnavas that Mangal Arati is not worth going to. Sleep is better. And you cannot believe how much your sleeping is affecting negatively every person in the temple. You are doing a disservice. But you're coming to Mangal Arati and enthusiastically participating in serving the Vaishnavas. You're telling the Vaishnavas that Mangal Arati is wonderful, that you are all wonderful. I want to be with you and worship Krishna. When we come to attend the class together, we are preaching to everyone. Just by sitting there silently, you are serving every Vaishnava. Because by your example, you are showing that it is important to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It is urgent. We cannot survive without it. Every day, nasta prayesha bhadreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya. We must hear Bhagavat every day. But by having some other priority, we are preaching to all the devotees. It's not very important. By chanting our japa nicely, by performing nice sadhana, we are doing it in the mood of serving all the Vaishnavas, by doing it in such a way that we can inspire and enliven the Vaishnavas, not for prestige, but for service. And by enthusiastically performing whatever activities are given to us and not saying no, we are serving the whole Vaishnava community by creating an atmosphere of surrender and submissiveness and devotion. Even the most insignificant devotee, by social standards, is preaching in such a wonderful way. Well, that devotee simply participates nicely in Krishna conscious activities and developing friendships amongst the devotees. Just because we're God brothers and God sisters doesn't mean we're not supposed to be friends. Sometimes we think because we're spiritual, we transcend mundane friendship. But the example was our founder Acharya himself. He was the friend that we were all longing for, birth after birth after birth, on every level. When he first came to New York, he would cook for the devotees, he would clean for the devotees, he would wash the pots for the devotees. He would do anything to serve them. Many of the devotees from the beginning days have explained, we could not even understand his accent for the first few weeks of our association. We didn't really know what he was saying. But we never met a person so kind as he was. He was so kind, he was such a friend. They didn't know he was a guru. He was just the best friend they ever had. And therefore, whatever he spoke, they accepted as true. And gradually they understood that he is their eternal master and spiritual master. And he never changed from his position. And this is the example we must follow. To become the servant of the servant, to become the friend of the Vaishnavas. Yes? So what time is it now? Okay. Thank you. So Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Mandir, Radha Gopinath Mandir, Radha Giridhari Mandir, these temples are all Srila Prabhupada's temples. We are all responsible to cultivate this consciousness amongst each other. And devotees should understand that this is the standard of real advancement. This is the standard of success. Srila Prabhupada taught, when someone comes and gives crores of rupees to the guru, he's not impressed. If it's done for prestige. But if a person is submissive and humble, he is impressed. Whether he be Hanuman or a spider. So within our Vaishnav society, we have to encourage and enliven devotees to work as hard as they possibly can to get the best possible results. But at the same time, how? What is the consciousness? That is all important. A Vaishnava is only impressed by one thing: humility and devotion. Part of the expression of that humility and devotion is our willingness to do everything within our power to perform our service, but in the spirit of humility and devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami and the whole world, it is humility alone that attracts Krishna and attracts Guru's heart. And what is that humility? Servant of the servant of the servant. If we collect billions of crores of rupees, but we cannot properly serve the Vaishnavas, all our service is tainted and not very pleasing to Krishna. If we dress the deities in the most gorgeous way like nobody else has done before, but we cannot properly serve the Vaishnavas, Krishna is not pleased by our beautiful dressing. If we cook the most wonderful, delicious preparations fit for the King of Heaven and offer it to Krishna, who's better by millions of times than the King of Heaven, if we do not respect and cooperate nicely with devotees, it is not pleasing to Krishna. It is kanishta. It is materialistic devotion. Even if we are chanting 6,408 or 3 lakhs of rounds a day, if we are not properly honoring and serving the devotees, Krishna does not hear our chanting. So this is the principle that we must put in the forefront, on the altar of our consciousness, both individually and collectively, and we have to work together to strive to develop this goal in life as our purpose. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. This is Srila Prabhupada's gift to the world. Hari Nam Sankirtan and service to the Vaishnava. This is what will create the fulfillment of Srila Prabhupada's dream. Srila Prabhupada's centennial is coming very soon. If we can offer him this right here, if we can offer this type of family mood of devotion to one another, nothing greater can be offered to Srila Prabhupada. Because it will guarantee that his movement will continue and to grow and to influence and save so many people's lives. Srila Prabhupada ki. And through this process, we can always remember Krishna. We can, with quality, always remember Krishna. And as we read in this verse, that simply to remember Krishna, we will be saved. Even Dantavakra and Shishupal were liberated by remembering Krishna. But if we were such powerful demons as them, we could attain liberation by thinking of Krishna with envy. But we should be more humble. We should know we are not such, we can never be such demons as them. We're just ordinary demons at the best, even at our worst. So we will not get liberated like that. So we only have one way to remember Krishna, and that is chanting his holy name in the association of the Vaishnavas as their humble servants. I think I've gone very long. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.